Here's the Chiefs pick.
With the fifth pick in the 2010 NFL Draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select...
You're going to be able to come in and make a big difference for us.
Eric Berry, safety, Tennessee.
Right after you get drafted, talk to the media.
Man, I'm very excited. And I had a great feel when I went up there.
You talk to the coaches, you talk to the GM, they ask you what number you want. They told me the choices. They had a 20, 49, I believe 23, and they had 29. Immediately I said 29, like that's the number.
I grew up in a southeast corner of Atlanta. It's a neighborhood by the name of Kirkwood.
Kirkwood was a rough neighborhood, and he witnessed everything you see about ghetto life.
I had dreams and aspirations and big hopes to do some great things, and my dream in particular was to be an NFL player.
His instinct and his competitiveness was second to no one. And mind you, he was only 155 pounds. He played way bigger than what his stature is. He didn't come off the field. Punt returner, kick returner, quarterback, running back, cornerback, safety.
Well, I had this drive and I had this belief, but there still was this unbelief of, man, is anybody going to come in and check me out or evaluate my tape?
What you're looking for in a cornerback in the Southeastern Conference that can play man-to-man and be a, quote, shutdown, lockdown kind of corner, he had all those tools. Other than being 157 pounds.
There were two factors as to why Inky Johnson was not recruited by Georgia or Georgia Tech. One, his size, and that was obvious. But the other thing was that Inky had not qualified academically.
He just needed to know what he needed to do, where he needed to go.
People doubted me because of where I was coming from, my circumstances.
You're talking about a person that was determined. You know, he got all A's, but with the higher GPA, it made him qualified.
It was a blessing, man, to get that scholarship because I wanted to show the guys coming from my community and my school, believe in yourself and it can happen.
They signed about 23 or 24 in that class, but they only had one other defensive back. They were looking for defensive backs. They didn't get on Inky until January.
It was an outstanding class of youngsters coming in, some with good pedigrees and some that were that two- or three-star guy that nobody really had recognized. Inky, unfortunately, was part of those guys.
This is a two-star player. This is a guy that Georgia and Georgia Tech didn't want. Make no mistake, he came to Tennessee with a chip on his shoulder. He wanted to prove to people that he could play.
When he started finally getting on the field to practice, you saw his passion, you saw his emotion.
He would be one of the first to jump in line and say, hey, I'll take this guy.
I don't think anybody had really recognized the level of ability he had.
You know, Inky didn't get a red shirt. He was on special team as a freshman. He's running through people, trying to make tackles, running through blocks as if he's 180 pounds. And then he keeps showing up and making plays, disrupting everything. You know, you got to find a place to put that kid on the field.
For me, it wasn't hard to go out every day and give everything that I had. And so I knew my time was coming. All I had to do was be responsible and seize the moment when it did come.
Inky's persistence continued throughout his early years at Tennessee. And by the fall of his junior year, this two-star recruit was atop the depth chart and matched up with one of the premier receivers in college football.
In the first game against Cal, Tennessee jumped out to a big lead.
Our team, we came out, man, we executed well. We hit on all cylinders from special teams to offense to defense. And, you know, going against DeSean Jackson, at the time he was a great player. You know, I had an interception, a couple big hits, a couple pass breakups, and the game went great.
So the next game against Air Force, there was a buzz about Tennessee. Hey, this team looks so good. Tennessee's back. They're going to be a top 25 team. And they come in and face this triple option wishbone of Air Force.
And a good crowd on hand at Neyland Stadium this evening. Throws it into the end zone. Touchdown! Big arm! Backing him down at the 31. Inky Johnson. Big play coming up. Third down and eight.
And in a particular play on the sideline, Inky went over to make a tackle.
When it happened, it just looked like a regular football play.
you know, and I went at it the way that I always did.
Carney, back.
It's either me or you, and I'm not blinking.
Got the pass caught and out of bounds at the 33-yard line.
And so at the point of contact when I hit this guy, you know, something different happened that had never happened to me before in my life.
And Inky Johnson is down on the field in the... This is not good.
The trainers and the doctors were working to save his life on the field.
And what happened in that moment, I had busted up the subclavian artery in my chest and I was bleeding internally. I had to rush me back and take the main vein out of my left leg, plug it into my chest in order to save my life. And that's when they discovered I had nerve damage in my right shoulder.
The damage to the nerves in Inky's right shoulder resulted in paralysis. Inky's playing days appeared to be over.
Really, there was a period of time not knowing, you know, what was going to happen, live or die, or lose his limb, or what was going to happen. My wife Vicki and I sitting there when he woke up, and we go in and see him, and the first thing out of his mouth, you know, Inky, how you doing, man? He said, Coach, I'm blessed. You know, I mean, we both sat there and just bawled it with each other. What a show of courage by a young man that had it all going for him, and then all of a sudden he's looking at starting over again.